All right, good morning, children. We gotta bust this out pretty quick because the gray one has to be moving his little ass. I'll tell you the stories of the disaster. So let's see, I got a couple of things on my mind. Mostly hot blonde girls, but I got some other stuff on my tiny little brain also. Read a recent post from Adam Piggott, his most recent post as of the time I'm recording this. And he talks about a public school having a daughter taken away from her parents, yada, yada, yada. And I'm going to put this in linkage. Hopefully there's going to be a linkage on Tuesday. I got some plans for that. I've started on it already, pulling out some source material, having some ideas. And I also just finished rereading because I wanted to refresh my memory, Worthless by Aaron Cleary. And Aaron talks about this. Guys, listen. Okay. I keep trying to tell you cucks to stop sending your kids to public school. When you send your kids to public school, the public school system is going to turn them against you. Because Adam Piggott's post is entitled, "They're Not Your Children Anymore." And he's right. When you send your kids to public school, they cease being your children. Okay? There are so many layers here. The public school system wants to take your children away from you because statism. Right? Statism wants people to be dependent on statism. The public school system is part of the statism cathedral. The public school system wants your children to be reliant upon them. That's how they get their power, right? That's why politicians tell black people, you know, vote for me and we're going to make you equal to the white man, or we're going to give you welfare or whatever. That's why the politicians tell old people, vote for us and we're going to give you more social security and more Medicare. Okay, the government is always seeking to make more people dependent upon it. That is the nature of the state, okay? Once again, how many times does the great one have to say this to you? If you don't need the state doesn't need you. The public education system is run by the state. It wants people to be dependent upon the state, not upon their parents. Statism seeks to destroy the family unit because the family unit, if it is healthy and cohesive, can be self-sufficient. It can be independent within interdependency, as Aristotle writes about in The Politics, about in The Polis, yada, 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 which you've heard me talk about before. We don't have time for that right now. Because I have to go deal with problems. The second thing about the public school system, and Aaron Cleary reminds us of this in his book Worthless, The Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing a College Major, which if there's anybody in your life that you care about, and they are between the ages of, say, 15 and 20, you should get a copy of this book for them. If you truly care about them, you say, great one, did you buy a copy of this book for Yoga Pants Girl? No, I didn't. So you don't care about her, do you? No, obviously I don't. As Cappy points out in this book, most of the people who work in the education system, both the colleges and the public education system, they have worthless degrees. And I go a little bit farther than Cappy will, because I almost always go farther than Cappy will, because Cappy has boundaries and I don't. The people who work in the public school system, they have worthless degrees, they're lazy, they're doing it because they think they get a 3-month vacation every year. But more importantly, these people are failures. And they know it. Now, I'm not the most successful person in the world. Well, use me as an example here because I'm the person I'm most familiar with. All right, look, I am not the most financially successful person in the world, not even remotely close. I have failed in many, many ways. I've made a bunch of bad choices in my life in the past. I've fucked things up, done things I shouldn't have done. But I can look at where I am in life, and things can always be better, but I am generally content. I am happy with myself. I am happy with my possibilities, with my opportunities, with the things I'm doing, with all the fucking work. Guy, I have been working. We are absolutely slammed. I don't think I have a day off for the next 4 weeks. We are absolutely slammed with work. I go out, I do my gigs, I do my little, I do my little lighting design thing. We're working on a gig right now. Yoga Pants Girl and I are running a gig tonight, actually, that we're doing lighting for. And she's done almost all the lighting design. She's done a great job. I'm very proud of her. We'll talk more about her in a minute. Things I'm not proud of. But I'm very proud of her. She's done a great job. We're having a good time. So I enjoy my life. I enjoy, well, one of the people I work with, Yoga Pants Girl. I enjoy the job I do. You know, I enjoy my friends. I enjoy where I live. I enjoy being alive. I am happy. Despite my failures and mistakes and fuck-ups in the past, okay, despite not being rich, I am a happy person, which may be hard for you to believe if you listen to this podcast, but I am. Okay. People who work in the public school system, these people, the teachers, the administrators, these people are failures, and they know it. Because they are failures, and because they know it, they are unhappy. And because they are unhappy, they do what unhappy people do. They seek to destroy anything around them that is good, that is beautiful, that is filled with joy and happiness, right? This is like those fucking atheists who, when they see Christians just being happy and like, oh, they're putting up a cross. Oh, we got to stop that. Once again, I'm an atheist, but I'm not an unhappy atheist. I don't have to go out and seek religious people and try to destroy their religion and drag them down because I'm wallowing in my fucking misery. That's why I hate atheists, the ones who can't shut up about it. And people who work in the public school system, and now, yes, I know, maybe you know this one person, shut the fuck up about this one woman, okay? I don't want to hear it. 97% of the people who work in the public school system are miserable, unhappy failures. And they get up in the morning and the first thought in their mind is, how can I go to work today and destroy something beautiful? How can I destroy somebody else's happiness? How can I ruin somebody else's life and drag them down to my level? Stop sending your children to public school. Sending your children to public school is child abuse. And that's not an exaggeration. It is fucking child abuse. Because the people in the public school system, they're failures, and quite frankly, they're monsters. They are terrible human beings. I use the term human being loosely, if I can talk. All right. So we ranted about that. I'll rant about that some more in Linkage. There's so much shit in my way. This place is still a disaster. Hang on. I got to do this. Yes, I want to fucking download that. Thank you. That's why I clicked on the goddamn link. I want you to go away. I want you to save. Let's make everything complicated. All right. All right, I needed more coffee there. Yoga Pants Girl. So we're doing this big gig. So let me back up a second. So Dallas comes in, he says, Yoga Pants Girl, I got to talk to you about your communications. I'm like, uh-oh. She sent an email to one of the clients where she wrote in there, I need to double emphasize. That's our new phrase, guys. We need to double emphasize, blah, 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 blah. And Dallas says, listen, we don't tell our clients anything. We ask them and we remind them, but we don't tell them. She's like, okay. So everybody just calm down. Because she's very enthusiastic. And she is 19. And when she starts getting into it, she starts getting very bossy. Which sometimes is good. And sometimes is not good. When you start getting bossy with the client, that's not good. By the way, speaking of the client, let me digress for a second. Welcome to my world, guys. Let me tell you a little about my world. We are doing a wedding for this guy. His little princess is getting married. So we're doing this wedding. And he's rich, okay? We're talking millionaire, like in the bank, $1 million plus. It's true, actual millionaire. 300 wedding guests. And they're sitting here going through the thing, nickeling and diming. They're like, well, so we see on here that you've got 350 spoons. That seems like a little too many spoons. Could we cut the number of spoons down to 100? A spoon costs 70 cents each. Or like, okay, so you have 300 guests and you want to get 100 spoons. Well, we don't think we'll need that many spoons. No, 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 it's your wedding. You whatever you want. It's like, well, we don't really need 300. We could just get 30 shot glasses. Because if you're drinking shots, you're not really concerned about germs. So we'll just get 30 shot glasses and we'll just have 10 shot glasses at each of the three bars. We're like, okay. I'm just, okay. It's just amazing. They're not even good. Like, well, what do we need sharp knives for? We don't, you don't want sharp knives? Okay. We can get rid, they're just, well, why do we need water glasses? Like, well, put water in. Well, we could just have bottled water. It's like, okay, bring some bottled water. And we're on a conference call with them and we're looking at each other. It's me, Yoga Pants Girl, Kane, and Dallas. We're just like, oh my God. Like, well, we'll have bottled water. And after the thing's over, I'm like, do they realize that they have to put the bottled water in something and they put ice on it? And then you're going to have bottles all over the place and they have no tray. It's just a disaster. Guys, this is why if you hire an event planner to run your fucking wedding, shut your mouth and let the fucking event planners run the wedding. I just, 300 people and 100 spoons. I mean, really? You're that cheap. You can't afford to have a knife, a fork, and a spoon for each person who's attending. Like, well, we'll have some plastic spoons as backup. Ooh, plasticware. That's classy. Anyway. Oh, it's just hilarious. Bottled water at a wedding. All right, whatever makes you guys happy. Very classy wedding. All right, back to Yoga Pants Girl. Hang on, I'm getting distracted because I'm doing this. All right, yeah, you're fine. And yeah, no, you need to stay there. Okay. So she double emphasized something with the client. And Dallas told her, you don't tell clients, you ask them, you remind them. And you laugh when you're on fucking speakerphone with them and they say things like, oh, we'll just bring bottled water to our wedding. Mm-hmm. And there is a caterer. The caterer normally provides carafes of ice water with lemon in it and lime in it. So, you know, it's kind of a classy concept. And you have some water glasses, you know, and it's classy. Like, I don't know, like say if you were a millionaire who is throwing a wedding for your princess, you know, classy. Yeah, it's fine. We'll get some water bottles from Walmart. It'll be great. It'll be very classy. It's a different kind of class. Well, then again, I mean, he sent his daughter to fucking public school, so it's not like he actually gives a shit about her, now that I think about it. So yeah, why would you spend a bunch of money on your daughter's wedding? You didn't bother to save her from the public education system. So we're doing this gig, and we are bringing in a stage and a bunch of tables and everything, and a dance floor, all this stuff that we don't do, but we get these from another company. We'll call it the TNT company. So Yoga Pants Girl is in charge of organizing the TNT company order, right? So how much dance floor do we need? How many stage decks do we need? How many chairs, high cabs, low cabs, tablecloths, linens, you know, 6-foot tables, 8-foot banquets, all this other stuff. So she's in charge of organizing all of this stuff. She's in communication with TNT company. So we're on site yesterday, and TNT company is supposed to show up somewhere between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to drop all their stuff off and set it up. And at this point, we're kind of waiting on them because we need the stage in place so that we can focus lights and everything. She's like, oh, this is killing me, waiting. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm saying, well, look, why don't you give TNT a call and just ask them if they can give you an ETA so we have some idea what's going on. She's like, well, can I do that? Yes, you can do this. Go do that. Because she's learning. We learned yesterday. Oh, did we learn yesterday? I said, yes, absolutely. Because we work very closely with TNT company, and we know all the top people over there, including the owner. So I'm like, you know, call up Karen and just ask her what's going on. All right. So Yoga Pants Girl goes outside where it's quiet. And I'm doing my thing, and she comes back in, and she's got this look on her face. And I can tell something is very wrong. So I'm like, you know, I give her some shit. I'm like, hey, what's up? What'd you fuck up now? And Yoga Pants Girl says, she just talked to Karen, and they're not coming with the stuff we needed because nobody confirmed the order. So we got quotes from TNT that went back and forth about what we needed and how much it would cost. But nobody actually confirmed with TNT company that the order is a go. Therefore, TNT company has not pulled our order, put it on a truck, and allocated manpower to unload that truck on location and set everything up. And by nobody did this, we mean Yoga Pants Girl didn't do this. I'm like, you didn't confirm the fucking order. She's like, no. And I thought she was gonna die. She's like, what do I do? I'm like, well, you better fucking find a stage, and you better find it fast, because the gig is tomorrow. The band shows up at 1 p.m. There better be a fucking stage there when they get here. So anyway, she went into overdrive, and she pulled it off. She called different companies in town and all this other shit. She found everything we needed, and she got it there. She had to take the kids, and she had to take the truck and go pick shit up because nobody could deliver last minute. But, oh my God, it was hilarious. So then I said, now, Yoga Pants Girl, I would like to double emphasize the importance. And her face when I said that. I would like to double emphasize the importance of confirming the orders from TNT Company. And then we're working with TNT Company on this wedding, the one I was just telling you about. And I said, have you confirmed the order for the wedding from TNT Company? Have you done this? She's like, yes. I'm like, are you sure? Are you 100% fucking double emphasized sure that you have confirmed the order? So anyway, we had a great learning experience yesterday. And that's why yesterday I worked about 3 hours longer than I intended to. And now we're way behind because we didn't get to program lights last night because we were dealing with this disaster. It is now, what time is it? It is 07:45. I got to be leaving for work soon because now we got to go in early to do this morning the shit we should have done yesterday because we failed to confirm the order. So there it is, guys. Here's our lessons for the day. Here's the things the Great One would like to double emphasize for you in today's podcast. Number one, tall, thin, long-haired blonde girls are hot. Number two, coffee from Walmart is not very good. Number three, don't send your kids to public school. Number four, if you're having a wedding, you should get a knife, a fork, and a spoon for each fucking person. Especially when you don't even know what's on the menu yet. Well, we think the menu is going to be mostly finger food. What do you mean you think? And secondly, how do you... Okay, what do you call... you're guessing. Just get a fucking knife, fork, and spoon for everybody. And some extras. And a person is going to keep track of their one spoon through the entire night. Like, they're getting exactly the number of wine glasses for guests. Like, do you think people are going to keep track of their one fucking wine glass? It's a goddamn wedding. There's going to be alcohol everywhere. People are going to be drunk. Who's keeping track of their one glass? Have you ever been to a wedding before? Who gets one fucking glass and keeps track of it through an entire wedding reception? Who does that? But hey, what do I know? I'm not a millionaire. Maybe this guy is smarter than I am. Number four. When you're going to order something, when you buy something, when you're going to outsource something to somebody else, make absolutely sure you have in fact told them, yes, I am confirming this order and I need it to be delivered on this day at this time. All right, so there we go. The great one is now going to finish his the terrible Walmart coffee. And he's going to look at some emails. And then he's going to go deal with some problems. And then he's going to run a show tonight. He's going to eat some really good food because the catering company that's doing this event is good. And he's going to drink a little bit of alcohol. And then he's going to get up tomorrow morning because at 7:30 tomorrow morning, the Great One's going to be on the road driving to Denver to take down a gig. And then on Sunday, the Great One's going to get up again. He's going to go take down another fucking gig. And then on Monday, the Great One's going to start putting up another fucking gig, which is going to entail three trips down to Denver because it's fucking humongous. Meanwhile, he's also going to be doing a goddamn wedding. So, do not expect any quality podcasting anytime in the too near future, because I'm getting my ass handed to me, which is good because we're making money, and which is bad because I don't have time for yelling at the internet. All right, catch you cats on the flip side.